Hi, this is Jonathan Lintala from Favor, pioneering the Web3 social networking experience at NFT NYC. You're tuning to Edge of NFT, spinning the social fabric of tomorrow with stories of innovation and rewards. Keep listening.
Hi, everyone. This is Josh Krieger, co-host of Edge of NFT, live at NFT New York, here speaking with Jonathan Lintala. Those who recently tuned in to the show or popped by NFTLA Community Week know Jonathan is the CEO of Favor. He has an extensive background at Google and has been a key player at Smartly, where he's also been instrumental in scaling the largest Facebook ad SaaS tool. And for those that missed our previous episode on Favor or didn't have a chance to meet this awesome team live in LA, they are a decentralized social media platform transforming Web3 engagement by removing the friction around creators having an empowered economy, and they're using the NFT, for those that missed the Favor episode or didn't have a chance to get to know this awesome team in LA, Favor is a decentralized social media platform that's transforming Web3 engagement by redefining rewards for creators through blockchain technology. And for full disclosure, everyone, Edge of NFT Live Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Favor, who we really like, and through their support at the NFTLA Curiosity Circus and many more partnerships probably to come, because we really love what these guys are doing. So let's dive right in.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah. We just finished up hanging out at the Punk's Brunch, which is a lot of fun. I would say, like, for all things considered, it was a pretty happy group of guys and gals today.
Yeah. Market is doing pretty well, so people are back from their hiding.
Absolutely. Now, you've been on like a bit of a world tour, and it was great to have you around LA last week. I'm curious, what you've been to a lot of different places, you've seen the communities. What was NFTLA for you, and like what might have been different about that community?
Yeah, I think LA was a very different vibe, as it usually is compared to especially like New York conferences and most of the other US. I think there was kind of a distinct LA vibe to the event as well, especially the innovator event in Venice was really great, and met a lot of really like great heavy hitter people. So I think usually a lot of the conferences are like 10,000 people, out of whom most are not very interesting. Whereas in LA, kind of almost every conversation we had was actually meaningful. A lot of creators, a lot of musicians, a lot of artists were some of the people who should really be benefiting from blockchain even more than the crypto bros.
Yeah, and for them, social media is everything. I mean, like in LA, it's like, you know, you trade information on your Instagram, right? And people are all trying to like make sure the world knows who they are and what they stand for. So I would imagine that, you know, for that audience, a platform like Favor was really interesting.
Yeah, I think that's been great to see the reception from especially the creator crowd. So it's a very strong narrative when they start realizing that, hey, for the first time, I can actually own my audience. There's no intermediaries between me and my audience. If you're a musician, it's not Spotify and your record label who are kind of gatekeeping you from your listeners and fans, but you can actually take that direct connection with them through NFTs in various formats.
And what's New York like for you? Like, what's been the vibe here, and what's sort of the unique nuances of the conversation you're having in New York?
Yeah, I think, as always, New York is crazy busy, so we're on like a almost minute-by-minute agenda all week. For me, it's good to be back here. I used to be based in New York for 3 years before kind of seeing the light and stopping Web2 advertising and starting to make amends in Web3. But always good to be back, apart from the weather that's dreadful this week.
Yeah. So I'm not loving that side of things. I remember why I moved from Boston to LA. It's been like really cold, really rainy, multiple layers. Looking forward to heading over to Dubai next and warming up. But nevertheless, the market is warmer and there's a lot of exciting stuff happening with Favor. You guys have your Favor Up NFTs coming out that bridge traditional social media and Web3 innovation. Let's talk about those a little bit.
This is definitely the first time I'm talking about those publicly, so you guys get all the alpha.
Right.
And the idea here is that while we are preparing for a token launch in the near future, we wanted to get something that's tangible and on-chain for the people who have been with us for a long time, and also something that is worth kind of coming into Favor for, even if you haven't been there before. So it's very clear that like the points that we have are a great way at scale to reward everybody long term, But then people want something tangible. They want something that has a liquid value in the market and that's in their wallets. So the PaperUp NFTs are kind of the first step towards more and more on-chaining the reward economy and making sure that what people have been earning is actually also then liquid and tradable in the future.
Well, so what's a specific mechanism with these guys?
So it's essentially, Favor has been building an NFT-based social graph for the last 2 years. So we have about 150 million worth of NFTs connected from third parties, whether it's the Punks or Apes or our partners at Pudgies. We decided that now it's time to start making something of our own that's also part of that. So every NFT you connect on Favor already earns you a essentially soft yield. So you don't have to stake it anywhere or do any of these complicated things. You have to authenticate once, and then every NFT you have earns you points every day. And the points will turn into tokens in the near future. So it's kind of always been a way for people to start earning while they're doing social. And at the same time, we can actually connect people who hold, for example, a Punk inside that social sphere and get them into gated experiences inside communities. And then PaperUp is doing all of this and more. So if you can go and check out what the artwork looks like, there's a lot of mystery packages raining with parachutes from the sky. So this is definitely going to be that goodie NFT where if you hold one, you're going to be getting a lot of perks in the near future. Because this is the Genesis edition. These are the first 2,000 Favor NFTs ever minted.
So if I'm listening to this for the first time and I'm not on Favor yet, can I still get a hold of one of these?
Yeah. So we wanted to do it in a way where obviously those who have been with us for a longer time will have an advantage. So for example, they can use their points in an auction mechanism to bid for these. In the first hour I saw the highest bid was 50,000 points, which is something that already kind of puts you probably in the top 1,000 point holders in the whole system. So I think we're going to be probably hitting 100,000 by the end of the auction with the bids. But then for anybody who's fresh into Favor, all you need to do is download Favor in the first week's qualification to get on the whitelist on Magic Eden. All you have to do is connect the Lens Protocol profile, make one Lens post, and then make sure you've connected at least one wallet asset to Favor. So then we can verify that you're not a bot, but you're a real user. We, for example, have a free proof of personhood NFT that you can do just by showing your face to the camera once.
Seems simple enough. So not too late. No need for FOMO. Still very early in sort of the evolution of this new platform. Let's talk a little bit more about the broader market sentiments, what's going on. Because, like, you know, I travel a lot at these events. You've been traveling around. It's definitely meme coin season. There's no doubt about that. And it's a polarizing conversation because on one hand, we're trying to get the mainstream to respect our industry. And there's all this incredible building. We're meeting these founders. There's games being developed. There's L1s that are sort of being refined. There's onboarding mechanisms that didn't exist before. ZK rollup, all this exciting stuff. But all that everyone's talking about is meme coins. What's your perspective on what's going on here? And is this a good thing for the industry or is this a challenge?
Yeah, I think it's kind of both. So obviously meme coins as such are not taking the industry any forward if they're like purely that. What it does obviously on the good side is it brings in new users and reactivates old users into the ecosystem. And we have seen a couple of actually good examples where like meme coins kind of cross over into social. So Degen on Farcast or Bonsai on Lens have actually been driving more adoption into the social protocols, even though they're third-party meme coins built on those. And I think if you make actually kind of fun ways that tie into that social space, then you can actually create utility even with a meme coin, even if it officially doesn't have utility. Whether it's going to be a long season, probably not, because if you don't have any utility in the long term, it's really hard to keep up that market price. And that's kind of why Favor hasn't aped into just throwing in a meme coin. We're building things for the long-term foundation. So the Favor token will be not just a meme, but there will be a lot of utility and a built-in ecosystem for that.
Will there be an opportunity for people that do have meme coins to sort of interact with Favor's ecosystem? Is there like that sort of interoperability?
Yeah, we are now kind of, we've been working with our partner Airstack, who is able to index all of these coins like your Degens and meme coins from all the different protocols into also the same API that we're already using. So probably in the near future, we will be bringing also our meme coins into the mix on Favor. I think overall, they're a bit less interesting than your NFTs because you're typically maybe not so much of like a community-driven kind of meme coin collector. Obviously, there can be like gated communities for people who hold over 10,000 DGEN or 10,000 Dogwave hat in their wallets. So there are still ways to build communities even around coins.
Yeah, I mean, I guess some of the other obvious like communities besides obviously the NFT communities that you guys are entrenched in is gaming communities. They're really tight-knit and pretty into what they're doing. You know, offline membership communities. And we've been in a lot of conversations the last few weeks with people into music. And I think, you know, those communities are really strong. You know, you have artists like, you know, The Fish that... like people travel all around the world to see 50 different times.
Yeah.
So are those also use cases that you're looking at really seriously?
Yeah. We have actually a lot of sort of Web3 musicians. So musicians who have already realized the power of on-chain fan NFTs and minting your songs and minting clips of your songs and all of these things who are part of the Favorite Creator program. And we're looking to onboard a lot more of that because we really see that like musicians, like any other creators, are the ones who can really start monetizing and building that community in a very native way. And I think even more so than like crypto influencers, like they're the people when your favorite musician tells you that, hey, if you want to be closer to me, come to Favor. There's a gated community only for my super fans. You can get one of these super fan badges for $20 at this new fan platform somewhere. Because it doesn't have to be a Favor NFT. We can use any NFT from anywhere. That's the cool part of them. So just when we start getting those kind of mainstream artists eventually on board, I think that's going to be a huge shift because like if Taylor Swift tells people to do something, they do that, whatever it costs.
You know, we talked about this a little, if I remember, on the first show, but I want to bring us back to this point before we close out, because I think it's a really important thing to understand. You and your team are so passionate about decentralized social media, and it feels like this is a different time in place for sort of elevating this industry than it was maybe 10 years ago. People were critical of social media and have been for quite some time. But what is different in your mind about this moment that gives you more sort of, I guess, hope and sort of optimism around the adoption of this distributed social media where you have more control of your personal identity?
Yeah. I think there's a couple of things that sort of are for the first time meeting kind of in the same place and time. So obviously technical reality, you could not build a decentralized social network on Bitcoin or even Ethereum because it's just not scalable enough. But now we start to have actually scalable enough technology that you can decentralize the social graph in a way that it doesn't cost a fortune and it's not slow and it's not hard to use necessarily. There's still obviously things to figure out, but we're getting to the point where that user experience can be just like Facebook or Instagram.
So that just to boil it down, the on-chain experience is not sort of gas-intensive, you know, laborious to execute on.
Yeah, for the first time, it's possible to make a Web3 social app that feels like a Web2 social app, yeah. But it has on the background all of those benefits of you actually own your content and you're not tied down to only one algorithm provider. That's, I think, the biggest thing that we see as kind of actually something imperative for pretty much the entire world right now is that right now, if you look at the social graphs, we have Elon Musk, we have Mark Zuckerberg, and some people in China who are in control of pretty much the entire online narrative. Which news are being shown? What are the teenagers learning? Which political parties are trending? All of that is pretty much controlled by three parties because they have both all of the data and control of how they show it, how they censor it, how they rank it. And that is a very dangerous thing for democracy even, because that means that essentially like three parties can decide where the US election goes, where the Finnish election goes, where pretty much any democracy goes. So that's where kind of Web3 social can really hopefully end up fixing things where if users own their own data, nobody will have monopoly on deciding which things should be shown, which political narrative should be pushed above others, because there will be dozens of different interfaces where you can actually get your information.
I guess to flip back to meme coins for a moment, if this meme coin mania does in fact create more adoption of decentralized social, and in the process people awaken to the reality that you just mentioned, then, you know, it's all good.
Yeah,
right?
That's the thing, like people don't care enough about these underlying issues.
They don't always. There's like this awakening that happens sort of over time.
Yeah.
Right? And some people are woken up.
Yeah.
And other people, you know, may not be yet.
Yeah.
But they will when it hits home, right?
You
when like I've been trapped out of my Facebook account for a year. So if someone's messaging me on Facebook, I'm not getting your messages because there was a two-factor authentication error. And every time they try to remove it, I can't get back in. And it's in a vicious circle. And so even though I should have rights to my data, I should have the rights to my profile, I can't get back in.
Yeah. These are kind of the cases where you're in a single point of failure. And obviously, if meme coins or any other kind of speculative, fun, semi-trivial thing is the thing that gets more people to adopt the new protocols, that's all kind of progress. So definitely, like all good for Degen and Bonsai and all of these other things that are driving adoption, because it's all driving adoption into the right direction.
So speaking of flying and driving and moving new places, I know I'll see you over in Dubai next. We're both going to be heading over there. But on the Faber roadmap, what's next that you're excited about that people can look forward to?
Yeah, so I think the one big alpha I can drop for you as well today is that we are going to be integrating Farcaster later this month. And what we've been realizing is that kind of the biggest challenge for people adopting Web3 social media right now is that it's divided. So when you want to be a creator in Web3 social, you have to choose between Lens and Farcaster, or you have to manage two completely different social graphs and two different apps. And it's not very easy when the audience is still pretty small. So we've had a very good reception for the concept of like in Faber, very soon you can make one post, it goes on Lens, Faber, and Farcaster. Get you by far the biggest reach in Web3 right now in one place. And then we're going to be indexing all of your content, so the comments and likes from each of those protocols back into that one post. So just making it really easy for people to essentially be part of the entire Web3 social. And then if they later want to become a Farcaster user, they can start using Warpcast. If they want to be using Lens exclusively, they can go on Orb or one of the other apps.
But if I post on Faber, it posts on Farcaster simultaneously.
Yeah, and Lens. So then and when you get follows, you can get those follows directly on Lens and Farcaster and Faber. So that essentially backs you up into three different social graphs at once and then brings all of them back together into one feed.
I'm so glad that you said that. And that's really exciting because I've been stressing out because I've been using the Faber app. I'm enjoying the fact that Edge of NFTs followers are cooking. I think we're up over 2,500 already. But I was also having a little bit of FOMO because like to have to deal with multiple platforms again, it's the whole issue where, you know, Threads was great, but it lasted a minute, right? Yeah. So that's amazing.
That's the cool part of like Web3 graphs is that we can do that. Like if you try to bring Threads and Twitter into the same place, they're both going to block you because neither of them wants to be merged into one.
But you're all for it.
Yeah. We're like, I don't know if Dan and Stani agree on that, but I think everybody... and I think they both realize and they agree that at this point, there's no point in us like fighting for slices of the cupcake. We need to grow it into a pie first for that to be in any way meaningful. So if we have less than 500,000 people in Web3 social, dividing market share makes no sense. We need to work together to figure out like how do we grow the entire industry to be tens of millions or hundreds of millions of users. And then you can start fighting for market shares later. But at this point, doing things together is actually helping everyone because that means that both graphs are going to be getting more high quality content and really like they're not the competitors like Twitter and Threads and the Web2 apps are. So if you're divided between should I go on Lens or Farcaster, you're going to go on Twitter because that has both.
Wow, that's
the same audience.
That's really exciting. Congrats on that and excited to just continue on the journey. You know, it's been an amazing partnership. We love what you guys are doing. We're really excited to give our audience a chance to get into the mix, and thank you for your generosity here. So for those of you listening at home, we're announcing that one of those special Faber Up NFTs is going to be one of yours. We're going to give everyone a chance to own a digital asset and be part of this platform. We'll share those contest rules, but obviously you're going to have to download the Faber app and find us on there and be one of our new followers where we're having a lot of fun. So thank you for that opportunity. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty scarce resource that they're getting.
Yeah, these are going to be very exclusive and very valuable. So definitely worth joining. You guys indeed have like in the first week on Faber, you got 2,500 followers, which is one of the fastest growths I've seen.
Nice.
We're the second most trending profile last week already after your first post. So I think after this giveaway, we're hopefully seeing you back on the pole position.
That's what's up. Well, this has been fun, man. Thanks for catching up with me. I know there's probably like five more events you have to go to tonight. But anyways, as we wrap up this edition of Edge of NFT New York, anything else you wanted to mention, and how can folks stay up to date on what you guys are up to?
Yeah, so if you want to be finding also other ways to qualify for the Favor Up NFTs and obviously be part of kind of these early days of social, obviously download Favor, spelled like the way in my hoodie. So found it from the App Store, Play Store.
And for our listeners, it's P-H-A-V-E-R.
Yes, because with an F, the domain would have been too expensive. So this was the way, going like the rappers. But yeah, download from the app stores, sign up, and you can always tag me at Jonathan on Favor if you have any questions or feedback. I actually still am able to read most of those, so look forward to any feedback.
Yeah, I have to say, you've been so sort of in the trenches with the local community, learning what people really care about. That shows from a product development perspective. It's a really great app. Definitely encourage everyone to check it out. And it's been great chatting with you as always. And thanks for supporting us at NFTLA. It was great to have you part of that community week. I'm sure there'll be a lot more fun collaborations to come. So for those of you at home, we've reached the outer limit at the Edge of NFT for today. Thanks for exploring with us. We've got space for more adventures in the Starship. So invite your friends and recruit some cool strangers that will make this journey also much better. How, if you're listening, go to Spotify or iTunes right now, say something awesome, or if you're following us on YouTube, join over 120,000 other followers by hitting the subscribe button and passing this episode on to a friend or two. Lastly, be sure to tune in next time for more great Web3 content. Thanks again for sharing this time with us today.